CIA, motherfucker.
Wise men say forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
Cause you're a freak with a microphone.
I am an FBI agent.
You're listening to the Super Podcast, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
And I think everybody these days can relate to Serial Mom.
And Feed the Terrible Aussie.
Well, one of my pet peeves in movies, like people sitting down to have dinner and they don't actually finish the dinner.
This podcast contains coarse language.
See, watching this, like, I just want to go and...
Adult themes.
But, like, this whole movie is just hinges on someone's ass.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Visit supermarcy.com for more information. Now for our feature presentation.
Listen, sister, if I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you.
By the way, his testicle retrieval operation went quite well.
White Russian. No ice. Hold the vodka. Hold the Kahlua.
Isn't this 4215 pussy way?
G'day, everyone. This is B. Jamide, a.k.a. The Terrible Spice, and welcome to the very first episode of the Super Podcast for 2024. And of course, we're going to be starting off the year with a bag by doing our trademark audio commentary editions of the show. And of course, with me as always is my very awesome co-host and another member of the Spice Gang. That, of course, is Super Marcy Spice. Hello, Super Marcy Spice. How are you?
I'm very good, Terrible Spice, Terrible Bead Spice. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. Try not to get into trouble as per usual, but that's the course for this podcast. But I thought I'd try to be different for this episode, like for the start of 2024. But clearly I've already failed as it is. But anyways,
though. You failed, Bede, you failed. But so be it, so be it. We deal with it and move on.
Exactly, exactly. But Marcy, we are not alone here on this podcast. We have brought in one of our most favorite of people, and she is back once again, having previously joined us on the audio commentary for Elvira, Mistress of the Spice. And that, of course, is our good friend Haley. Hello, Haley. How are you? And welcome back to the show.
AKA Exhausted Spice. I'm doing well, fam. How are we doing? Doing good, doing great.
Spicy, spicy.
Exactly. Always. Spice, spice, spice.
That's, I think, with all this spice, I'm going to start to think I'm in Dune Part 2.
Exactly. I'm already turning to I'm already turning it to Timothy Chalamet as we speak. Allegedly. Yes.
What do you mean?
Yes. Anyways, though, it's been a long day. Leave me alone. Anyways. Now, the three of us are here today because we thought, you know what, it's 2024. Why not do an audio commentary for a film that came out in 1997? And it's a film we actually had talked about doing an audio commentary for in the past, especially on the previous episode, the three of us were on together. And for this episode of the show and the start of 2024, we're going to do an audio commentary on the cult classic Spice World the Movie.
Bring it on.
Because I think it's safe to say that all of us are Spice Girls fans. Like, people might be surprised of that revelation from me in particular. But, I mean, it's the Spice Girls. I mean, who didn't grow up with the Spice Girls?
I did.
I definitely grew up with the Spice Girls.
100%. One of my, an old primary school friend, she had a Spice Girls themed birthday party.
Ooh.
So we went off and we'd watch, you know, the Spice Girls movie like every time we'd go to her house. I mean, sadly, we're no longer friends because that was that's primary school for you. You become friends, besties to the end, and then you're not the next day. So, yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah. It was, you know, Spice Girls mania for me. Loved it.
It was definitely Spice Girls mania for me. Loved the Spice Girls. Loved listening to all the songs. Love trying to learn all the dance moves and whatever.
Indeed. Like
You go. Okay. My major question is, who was your favorite?
Oh, Marcy, you go first.
Ginger Spice.
Cute.
Even though everyone would call me Scary Spice, mostly because of my like very buffy curly hair and the fact that I can be scary on occasion.
Fair. Fair, bead.
Yeah, it's definitely Baby Spice. I mean, she was like the cutest one, so I couldn't help but be in love with Emma Bunton.
Cute. I love it.
And what about you, Hayley?
I was thinking this while I was listening to the Spice Girls doing the dishes today. I don't remember if I had a favorite. I think I liked them all as a whole.
Exactly.
Which makes my answer very boring, but... But
at the same time, though, Hayley, it kind of shows that you love them all equally and you don't play favorites.
Oh, Spice Girls forever!
Exactly. So we might as well get straight to it and get to the audio commentary of Spice World, the movie. Now, yes. What we're going to do, everyone, is I'm going to count us down from five, and then when I say go, and that's when you will play the movie. Now, the movie can be a little hard to find in certain spots, but it is out there. If it is streaming somewhere, definitely play it. If not, it is out there. You'll be able to find it pretty easily. So,
probably find it cheap on eBay.
Exactly. So once I count down and say five, that's when you start the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. If you're not interested in watching Spice World, the movie, first of all, how dare you? And that being said, I still reckon this will still be a fun audio commentary regardless. Now, before we go into it, the version that we're going to be watching for this episode is the US version. So it begins with the Columbia Pictures logo compared to the UK version. So I thought I'd just put that out there.
Yep.
So if you do have that version, just start at the very start of the film rather than the production credits. So Marcy, Hayley, are you ready to spice up your life with Spice World the movie?
Yes.
I see ya. Hold tight.
All right, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, to be fair, I actually couldn't think of a fun thing to say, so...
Oh, that's all right.
Hayley got there.
Yes.
She got us there. It's all good.
Exactly.
Now, I don't remember the last time I watched this movie, so it's going to be like I'm watching it for the first time again.
I think I watched this movie, or at least part of it, probably a year or so ago, because my niece and nephew started getting into the Spice Girls, and they wanted to watch the Spice
Girls. Well, I can't blame them, because the Spice Girls are awesome.
Exactly.
And it starts off like the opening of a James Bond movie.
Indeed. Probably even better than most of them. Oh, it's Mel B.
Scary Spice.
Yeah,
Baby Spice. Me.
It was a year ago.
Yes. And it's Mel C.
It's like Sporty Spice.
Yes. Oh, it's Ginger.
It's Ginger Jerry Spice.
Jerry!
And it's Victoria Posh Spice.
Yes. And Richard E. Grant. Oh, future Oscar nominee Richard E. Grant. And Alan Cumming. Yes.
That's Toby the Ghost's favorite actor.
Ice World!
Don't mind me. I'm just going to groove along to the song too much. And George Wendt.
I forgot he was in this movie.
There's a lot of people in this movie, Marcy.
Yep.
We're going to be seeing a lot of familiar faces throughout all of it.
Yep.
And drooling over the 90s fashion, like, oh, I want this in my life.
Richard O'Brien, who was in Elvira, our last movie.
Oh, my days. He's stalking us, Bede.
I think he is.
I think so. And James Bond himself, Roger Moore.
But not George Lazenby. R.I.P. Top of the Pops.
It still lives on in our hearts, doesn't it?
Exactly. Now, I got to ask you both, did you both see this? Oh, well, actually, no, Hayley, you said that you saw this at a friend's party.
Sleepover, let's go.
Yes. But Marcy, VHS. Did you see... Yes. But Marcy, did you see this movie at the cinema?
I did not. I saw it on VHS.
Oh. Well, I saw it at the cinema.
Well, you're lucky.
I did. I went and saw it with my cousin Meg. So she and I went and saw this movie together. She She wanted to see it, and I was excited to see it, and then it was awesome.
Well, of course it was awesome. It was a Spice World movie.
Exactly.
100%. And if anyone says it's garbage, they're wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, screw you, Razzie Awards.
We all know the Razzie Awards are very wrong.
Yeah, exactly. How could anyone like put this movie up for a bunch of Razzies? It is a classic piece of cult cinema.
I mean, they nominated a Showgirls and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Don't you understand? Yeah.
Just like what Sporty Spice said, what part of No don't you understand?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, here's my controversial opinion. Is Mel C the best singer out of the five of them?
That is a tough question, though, because I think they all have their strengths as singers. I think Mel C has the more unique voice out of them.
Yeah. But she was always given the high notes whenever they were doing, like, songs and all that, so.
Because she could hit those high notes.
Look at that fashion.
Yeah. I'm loving whatever Ginger is wearing right now.
That's like an ensemble you can wear each day of the week.
It's a bathing suit, literally. A bathing suit.
Oh, Alan Cumming.
Elton John!
Richard E. Grant!
We're going to be, like, shouting out a lot of celebrities' names throughout this movie. Because, see, that was how popular the Spice Girls were. They were managed to get a billion celebrities to make cameos in this movie.
Why wouldn't you? You'd be, like, lining up to make a cameo.
100%.
I mean, forget it, A Hard Day's Night. It's all about Spice World, the movie, damn it.
100%.
Mm-hmm. No offense to the Beatles.
Exactly.
Still cool, but the Spice Girls.
They went Spice Girls.
Exactly. They did like three albums. We're like, peace out, yo.
I mean, they were like famous for what, a year and a half and then kind of broke up. It was very weird times.
I think it was a bit longer than that, maybe 3 years. But that's
I don't know. Kind of... It's hard to remember, to be fair.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like that with a lot of like pop groups, like, you know, whether they are girl groups or boy bands and stuff like that. They usually have kind of a shot, get popular for about 3 years, and then they disband and go their own ways.
I mean, well, Victoria was pregnant while on tour at one point. Yes. And then she's kind of like, nah, this ain't for me, and dipped. So fine.
Yep.
And then I think it was Jerry next.
Yes.
And then it was just Mel C, Mel B, and Emma, and then they dipped.
Yep. I love the fact that the Spice Girls, according to this movie, just live in a giant bus with a big British flag on it and just driving around the UK, and inside it looks exactly like this. It's like the TARDIS.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's a TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside.
It definitely looks bigger on the inside. That bus ain't that big.
You got it? You're deciding between the Gucci dress, the little Gucci dress. I know. How about the little Gucci dress?
I know. Exactly. Grand. Thanks.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, does the public know they ride around in a bus like this? I mean, wouldn't the paparazzi just go after him in the bus?
Literally.
I've seen The Crown. I know how the paparazzi acts in the UK and everywhere else.
And I love the fact that each section of this bus is dedicated to each member of the group. Like, you got Mel C section, which is all the sporting equipment. And... And of course, like, Victoria's is like old fashioned and everything.
Yeah, and Baby Spice has a little swing in her area.
Yes. Oh, it's Jonathan Ross.
How many subscribers for his green suit?
That's at least, since we are getting subscribers.
That's free. Are you kidding me? That's free. Yeah.
That's for
fashion
free.
Right
that,
now.
That is pretty cool.
Can someone get me Jerry's, like, satin fluffy jacket, but in pink?
Yes.
To the lead, the people in Leeds, let's go. As if they're far yes. away.
Oh, there's George Wendt again.
There he is.
Yeah, Marcy and Hale, shut up and watch this.
I'm trying.
Excuse you?
Well, he just said it.
It's girl power, Bead. Don't be so derogatory. Wait, is okay. that the right one?
I am too. <sorry. laughs>
Yes, we got to respect girl power.
Well, unless I think it's... you need to respect girl power.
Bitch. I do respect girl power as long as it's not Karen power.
Ain't no Karens around here, boy.
Yes. Oh, hi, Richard E. Grant.
In his nice black satin outfit.
See, I would wear that for free.
But well, chop, chop. Go buy it.
I'm going to go buy it.
Oh, no. And the lamb chops. You need the lamb chops too on the side.
Yes. Yes.
Iconic.
Miss James Bond.
And he's
his pussycat.
And that's Chandler, Barsi.
And he's on a clear phone. You need a clear rotary phone.
I do. I kind of want that phone, actually.
Gonna have to and go find it for you now.
And I love the fact that Roger Moore throughout this entire film be like the main boss of all the of the Spice Girls. Like most of the time he just like speaks in riddles.
He's the Riddler.
Exactly.
I'm assuming anyway.
Yes. And I love the fact that even Richard E. Grant, even though the man has had a lot of success before and prior and after this movie, like even getting an Oscar nomination and being in the MCU and Star Wars, this is the movie that he admits that people still recognize him for.
Yeah, Ayo, that means you done right.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, we have another music montage.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yes.
What's the name of this movie again? Say. Yeah.
It's almost like they made their second album at the same time when they were making this movie.
You know what I miss about the time period? Those kind of platform shoes that I used to wear.
Yes.
They made me, like, you know, 5 inches taller.
That
people
is true.
People didn't mistake me for a hobbit. I'm not saying yes. it's a mistake, but, you know.
100%.
And I love
trying
the fact
to fit
that,
in, you know.
And I love the fact that Mel B's outfit in this, like, practice session is basically an astronaut outfit. What is that?
I don't know.
It's a puffer coat. Like,
I know, but it looks like it. Like she could be wearing it's from NASA.
It does say NASA on there.
From Polo.
I know you're jealous. You want that jacket, Bead.
I kind of do. Oh, look! It's the member. It's their friend who isn't a member of the Spice Girls.
Well, they're allowed friends.
Yes.
Well, you'd hope so.
I mean, yes. Yeah.
It's up the Duff Spice.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's Midge Spice.
Midge Spice. I understood that reference.
Yeah.
Girl power. Marcy, Haley, what's stopping you from buying a t-shirt that says girl power?
I will do that soon. I want to make sure it fits me properly.
Does that scream girl power enough for you?
But you've got to actually say girl power.
Well, I can't say the Spice Girls. It has to say girl power specifically.
Yes.
I have a look at my other Spice Girls t-shirt and get back to you.
Yes.
If it says girl power on it, then I don't need to buy another one.
Yes.
Maybe you should buy me a Spice girl power
maybe.
T-shirt.
Maybe. Ideas for your birthday this year, Marcy. And mind you, when I'm saying this year, I mean at the time of this recording, this episode will drop into 2024. Meanwhile, flashbacks. I mean, no, fantasy sequence. Oh my gosh, if they never, like, became famous, they would have become Chads.
But why is Big Bird in the fireplace?
They really don't like Big Bird.
I'm kind of confused.
Oh! Well, Victoria is almost accurate. She looks like Cruella de Vil in that outfit.
She really does. And Sporty Spice is the most fashionable one of them all in this scene.
Exactly. Lucky they are.
Oh, that's what every generation says.
I just realized that two of Ginger's kids were named Brucey and Demi.
Oh.
See, I'm learning new jokes for even years later. Oh. Thank you, subtitles. Now to music. Now song number two.
Well, they're in the middle of rehearsals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, they got to promote their album somehow.
Yeah, well, why else did they make a movie other than to capitalize on their popularity at the See, time?
This yeah. was back in the day if you wanted to do, like... like promote your product, you didn't go just make an ad or anything like that. You actually made a full-blown movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ultimate product placement.
Well, yeah.
Actually, speaking of which, I had a laugh the other day. I was watching a G-rated film the other day, and it came up and it was like, rated G, may contain product placement. Well, I was like, that's a first.
I mean, if you really want to watch a movie about product placement, just watch Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes.
Yeah, but that movie's amazing.
Oh, it is. Also starring Alan Cummings.
And one that I did see at the cinema.
I feel ashamed that I'm probably the only person on the planet who doesn't like that movie.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here, you terrible Aussie, you.
I'm sorry.
That's why he's terrible, Spice.
Oh, 100%. It's a grouse movie. I have the soundtrack on my Spotify.
Hell yeah.
Put the camera on the posh one. Which one? The one that looks posh. This is dialogue that only... William Shakespeare could have written.
I mean, she's posh because her dad took her to school in a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Very middle class of her.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You'll see what our friendship is for another 3 years before we break up.
No, they're still friends.
I know that, but I'm just kidding. We couldn't hate the Spice Girls.
Mm-mm. No, why would you hate the Spice Girls?
We couldn't. Because they're they're totally awesome.
Yes, they are.
Don't mind me, I'm just dancing along.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to, like, not just want to, like, listen to the music.
Mm.
Totally forget that we're actually doing something.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's the magic of the Spice Girls.
Exactly. Why don't I also get the feeling, because you, us three, we like to do like movie days whenever we catch up. Like, yes. What's stopping us from putting this into our movie watching rotation?
Oh, because we will never leave Marcy's house again.
Well, that is true. Oh, it's Jason Fleming and Barry Humphries.
R.I.P. Barry Humphries.
Wow. There's like way too many cameos in this movie. And I always keep forgetting Jason Fleming's in this movie too.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that hair.
That mustache. It's the mustache from Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Movie connection, ding.
I don't know why that deja vu joke always gets me. I don't know why. It's so stupid, but I can't help but laugh.
Any deja vu joke is hilarious.
Yes.
This is why they broke up, all the scheming behind the scenes.
Oh, geez. Barry Humphries, please don't. Close your mouth. There's spit everywhere. There was like literal waterfall coming out of Barry Humphries' mouth.
I was trying not to look at that.
And now it, like, there's, it's literally raining
in the room.
That's an expensive office.
Yes. But I think it's meant to be
spice,
like
bus.
If like you didn't know whose bus it was.
Yeah, yes. Like, I think it's meant to be like that. He was spinning so much that it literally caused a rain to fall in his office. Obviously, this scene is a reference to Dude.
How?
Was it their chess and Dude? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm failing tonight. I apologize on behalf of this podcast.
Sorry, I missed that entirely. I was watching her attempt to play chess.
This is the movie about the making of a Spice Girls movie.
So we can assume this is exactly how the making of this movie went down.
I like to imagine that was the case.
Hmm.
I kind of also want Richard E. Grant's, like, reflective glasses.
I used to have a pair of glasses like that.
I used to as well. I don't know if I still have them, though. But nothing like that. They kind of looked more like aviator glasses, but reflective.
Your future's so bright, you can see your reflection in my sunglasses.
Exactly.
Okay.
This sounds like an Oscar winner to me, this movie.
Being wants to be a skier, but is afraid of heights and snow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to work out really well.
It's about overcoming obstacles, guys.
Yeah, sure.
Why not just make a movie? Just
crocodiles.
With crocodiles, yes.
Yep.
Well, I mean, Richard E. Grant would know anything about crocodiles. He worked with one on Loki.
That was like one time.
Meanwhile, the giant bus.
Yeah, babe. Even when you're 30. Actually, I think they're in their 40s now.
I think so, yeah. I think Jerry is actually the oldest one. And it was kind of weird, like, oh, we're getting another fantasy sequence.
Hugh Laurie! Oh,
it's Hugh Laurie!
Dressed as Pee Wee Herman.
And he's wearing the Fex Killing moustache.
Everyone's going to wear that moustache.
Yes.
Ah! Losing my headphones. Is he holding a bone in his hand?
It's a cane.
A cane with a bone end.
Oh. What the bloody hell was that fantasy?
It was just showing, like, Ebba is so sweet and innocent, she could literally get away with murder. I also find it weird, like Jerry Halliwell has like been popping up in the weirdest of places. She was in the Gran Turismo movie recently, playing the main character's mum.
I know, that was weird. Yep. I'm like, wait, that's Ginger Spice.
Yes.
I have yet to watch that movie.
I thought it was pretty good.
Actually, I think I heard somewhere one of the reasons she got the role in the film is because she's married to someone from Sony or like one of the higher ups at PlayStation or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there.
Although she was good in the movie, so I'm not complaining. Oh my gosh, it's Donald West.
Yay! Prince Charles himself. I mean, sorry. No.
I was going to say, he's still too good looking to be Prince Charles.
Oh, way too good looking to be Prince Charles.
But bloody did it well.
Dominic West is who Prince Charles wishes he was.
Especially as this sexy photographer.
Yes.
Oh, more music and songs.
Natalie Portman. Oh, wait, no, that's just Victoria.
Charlie's Angels.
Yes. Ah, it's Grease.
Grease.
Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman. It's like they're showing us like a flash forward to future film projects. Oh.
I have no idea what's going on right now. We're just doing the weirdest photo shoots of all time.
They're just having fun.
Yes.
Wait, in that dress, Scary Spice was Divine from Pink Flamingos.
Ah. I think so. I thought she was like dressed up like Jessica Rabbit.
Well, now.
That's not how the line goes. It's shaken, not stir.
Do you want to know why?
Yes.
It's because the water rises to the top.
Oh.
And the alcohol sits on the bottom. And because he's, you know, working, he doesn't get drunk.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, very smart.
I got scared of Victoria pretending to be Baby Spice.
I like Sporty Spice pretending to be Posh Spice.
I don't know. I feel uncomfortable about Emma being Mel B in that costume.
She's just got the same hair as me.
Well, that is true. Well, I mean, Mel C was wearing the most comfortable clothes out of all of them.
Literally.
Also, Marcy and Haley, what's stopping you two from not wearing those clothes?
Money.
Oh, well, hold on.
Oh, no.
I have.
Oh.
Sporty Spice's tracksuit pants, kind of.
Nice.
The Kappa ones, so yes. Halfway there, I guess.
Halfway there.
And
it's Richard O'Brien.
And I wear a lot of platform sneakers, so definitely halfway there.
There you go.
So yeah, definitely money though.
When I think of British photographers, I think of like them all looking like Richard O'Brien in this movie.
Slimy.
Yes.
Very slimy.
Now hear this.
What are we hearing?
That's it. Also, please don't put makeup in the fridge because people might mistake it for mayonnaise.
What?
That's a line from this movie. Oh, look, that person's reading about the newspaper with Spice Girls on the cover.
Whoa. That is a cool outfit.
That's a cop out to themselves. They're like, oh my God, they're all over the, they're dressed over the top. It's crazy.
And then I realize they're dressed like exactly like them.
Exactly.
Alan Cumming has like the most interesting career of any actor in history. He just pops up in everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Saunders.
I don't know what's going on with Posh's dress, but I like it.
Mm.
kind Jennifer's of Poison Ivy-esque.
Yes. And I honestly think, like, Jennifer Saunders is just still playing Eddie from Ab Fab in this scene.
Oh, 100%. Bob Geldof.
Oh, look at this fucking nerd.
It would be you in this scene, Bede.
I'm not going to lie. It most likely would be. I mean, if Ginger Spice came up and chatted to me, I probably would be freaky out.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that extra in the background. He just it's with the glasses.
What have you done?
Hey, Bob Geldof looks even better than he did before.
Literally. Everyone should go for that hairstyle.
Yes.
No.
Stop it, Alan Cumming. You hilarious. Stop it right now.
Yes.
That is a good question, Victoria.
Do godmothers get stretch marks? No. No, you don't.
And that line wasn't in the script.
She was just like literally asking a noble question.
Is that person dressed up as Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park?
He kind yes. of does. I was going to say that's his doppelganger, Jeff Goldblum, but it's just basically Jeff put in the other one and Jay in the other one, so it's exactly the same name. Sounding the same. Okay, you have to play the sound effect, Bale Mask.
I don't have the soundboard.
Okay. Wah, wah, wah. There we go.
We had this discussion before we recorded.
Well, I forgot about it, Marcy. A lot has been happening since
then. Why is that person in the fruit bowl area?
That's Richard O'Brien. He's the photographer.
He's trying to get them. He's trying to catch them in poor lighting.
Yes. And he's the paparazzo.
Oh.
I like how they're basically doing the interview and like they're down there and they're all the way up there.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, stay away from me. We'll do the interview up here, but go away.
I am so confused as to what they're talking about.
Spice Girls in Pope Shock.
What was the Pope Shock?
Because she got asked if she likes boys and she's like, is the Pope Catholic?
Oh, and a guy doesn't understand this like a saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's taken the. She don't know what that the Pope's Catholic. Like, what the hell? Brother.
Oh, they're getting really angry.
Phrase. Yeah.
Don't worry, Richard E. Grant's on the case, and so is Roger Moore.
What is his phone plugged into?
I don't know.
What is that?
It lays flat.
It's like a flat battery charger.
What is this? What?
It looks kind of cool.
I kind of want it. Meanwhile, to Millard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have another music montage.
Wait, so who wants the Spice Girls to break up? What's the deal with that again?
The newspaper that Barry Humphries runs, they want, you know, they're all like right. a tabloid magazine. They want the Spice Girls to break up so they could sell more papers. Oh, geez.
Whoa. Look at that package.
Look at all those packages. If that's not an Amazon package, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that dude's unibrow. Oh, she's wearing her I am distracted by this dude's unibrow.
Alright.
This dude's like a total Italian stereotype.
A little bit.
He's almost
that guy's just flexing his pecs.
I know.
Hey, brother, no.
He's trying to impress the Spice Girls with those pecs of his.
In my bed, I've got two teddies, I've got a rabbit, I've got two dollies. The boys are staying here. The girls are. I am not keeping up with anything that is happening right now. And then I've got a green giraffe, which I want at a
fair. Was the only one left? I felt really sorry for him. Okay. You want to play hardball? What do you want? Basically, like, Emma's like telling this dude, like, all the stuffed animals and things that are in her bed, so there's not enough room for him.
I mean, yeah, that's why we have all the stuffed animals.
What'd you say about my mama? Your mama.
Your mama? See, your big fat mother. And your brother. Whoa.
Oh no, he did not just slam his family.
I kill you.
This is a bit full on, jeez.
They're gonna have a knife fight.
This was meant to be
a
Spice Girls movie.
My manager sucks at doing his job. I'll fix it.
Gotta call the manager. Oh, here we go. Another performance.
Yes. This is like the third or fourth one?
Yeah, to make up for the Catholic blunder.
Yes.
I'm guessing so.
We gotta perform. We gotta perform for the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we want to be in your gag.
I'm trying to... Whoa!
Yes!
Those dances again. Because they were a little too obscene before.
Much better costuming.
It's a much cleaner costume.
Yes.
Wait, are they... Oh, it's like, are they ass... Wait, what? They're assless!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
They are. Wait for it. We agreed on a compromise. That was the compromise.
They're like, what the fuck?
How is that a compromise?
I don't know.
I think maybe having him shirtless might have been better.
Yeah.
Cleaner a little bit.
This movie's meant for kids, right?
I don't know. I suppose
this isn't the most awkward thing that could have happened in performance, because originally this performance was meant to go on a little bit longer, and Gary Glitter was meant to come out and perform with the Spice Girls. But they cut his scene out just before the whole pedophilia thing came out.
Yep.
Phew, safe then.
Mm.
I mean, Bede, you're the trivia guy.
Where's our trivia, damn it? Mm-hmm.
All right, I will find trivia on this movie. I think because you asked nicely.
Boot camp, boot camp, boot camp.
This is where they're going to beat... Oh, it's Meatloaf. I keep forgetting he's in this movie.
Yeah, he's the bus driver.
Yes.
RIP, I guess.
There's a lot of people who are RIP in this movie.
Literally. So, I can do anything, but I can't do that.
Yes.
Bede, trivia.
I'm trying to. I have to, like, make the TV.
I won't do that.
Yes. I like to imagine they only cast Meatloaf just so they can make that quote in the movie.
Literally.
Yes.
But other than that, it's like, not worth it.
Yes. Not that we're complaining.
Oh, our AFL grand final is still mentioned to this day.
Yes.
Don't be bad as Meatloaf.
Yes. Oh my gosh, this movie has a 3.7 out of 10 on IMDb. I find that sacrilege.
Should be a 10 out of 10.
Exactly.
Just by Mel B's outfit in this scene alone.
Oh, here come the aliens. It's the close encounters of the spice kind.
Wah, wah, wah. Actually, you know what? That wasn't actually that bad.
I should have been of the third spice. Even aliens know who the Spice Girls are.
Oh, yeah. You know aliens knew who they were.
Yes. Oh, sexual harassment.
I told you, shake hands.
I told that that alien's been cancelled.
To some really weird looking aliens.
I know, they have really, really tiny heads, like shrunken heads. It's weird.
They kind of look like troll dolls. Like,
kind of.
Told you we should have booked early.
Oh, if they thought trying to get tickets to a Spice Girl concert was bad, try getting tickets to a Taylor Swift concert.
Don't talk to me about that trauma bead, okay?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to traumatize people.
I'm still traumatized that I didn't get any on any of the dates. And sometimes I come across people's like, yeah, I got all three dates. Like, what the hell? Greedy bastards.
These aliens are perverted. I don't like this. No wonder the aliens do anal probes on people.
Ew. They look very unsettled in that photo.
I don't blame them.
I don't either.
Well, according to IMDb, two real world deaths after filming prompted edits to the movies. Mentions of Princess Diana and Gianni Versace were made in this movie because they were alive when the movie was made but died before its release.
Yeah, and they're both icons, so of course they would have been mentioned.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, Gianni Versace, you know, with his beautiful designs, and Diana was just iconic.
Say it right, it's Versace.
No, sorry, Versace. I bought it at Versace.
Hey, do you have happier trivia?
Okay, I got happier trivia. Okay.
He's bummed us out, man.
He has!
Gary Oldman wanted to be in this movie as his sons were into the Spice Girls at the time, but he couldn't due to scheduling.
Aww. Oh, what? So alternate reality, Gary Oldman's in the film. Iconic.
Exactly.
Yes.
He would have been amazing.
Yes. I said happier news bead. Happier trivia.
I'm trying to find happier trivia on this movie. Okay. According to his memoirs, Roger Moore filmed his long cameo in a single day, and like other cameo players, he didn't know anything else about the film apart from his work.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, just interrupt. Whatever Victoria Posh Spice is wearing, I kind of love it.
Yes.
It gives me Chanel suit vibes.
Mm.
But made sexy with a cute little bralette.
Do you guys want to hear another sad bit of news?
No!
I mean, it's not sad. Jason Isaacs had a cameo as a pretentious author and poet, but it was cut from the movie.
Rude.
Oh, what? He's fab.
Where is the real cut of this movie?
Director's cut. I need it.
5 months after this movie's UK release, Jerry Halliwell quit the Spice Girls.
I told you. Aww. They were so not together like that long.
I know.
Just saying.
Don't give me that, Julie Andrews. Okay.
See you. Okay. What is going on?
I think all dance teachers need to be like this guy.
No, I think there's a bit of a stereotype going on there that I don't feel comfortable with.
But Marcy, this is what I would be like if I was a dance instructor. I'd be
I would.
I mean, he gets to yell and he gets to scream and he gets to put on cool dances.
Do you call that dancing? I call that ridiculousness.
As somebody who can only dance a little, this is like the best dancing of all time.
Bede, we might need to get your head examined.
We might need to introduce you to a wonderful film trilogy called Step Up.
Wow.
This is just not it.
Yes.
what is Jerry wearing? It is the most weirdest outfit, and she pulls it off, and I don't know how.
Because she's Jerry Halliwell.
Pretty much. I'm kind of digging what Scary Spice is wearing.
Yes.
Which you could probably actually find today.
I can probably just buy a whole bunch of, like, disregarded, like, pieces of, like, fabric and just sew up some pants and a little crop
literally
top. I love that outfit.
Let's go, VB. Fab, like as always.
I like that Victoria basically is just wearing a Gucci version of the army outfit.
I had a dress very similar to that when I was like 13. I probably shouldn't have been wearing dresses like that at 13, but here I am.
Also, this actually was, even though we saw Dominic West earlier, this was actually one of his earliest acting roles.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure there's like a lot more trivia for this movie, surely.
I mean, there's a lot of trivia, but I try to find the best ones.
You gotta tell us all the trivia, Bede.
I'm trying to.
You're failing at being the trivia guy right now.
I'm sorry, okay. It's been a while. Let me see.
I love Victoria's just like, nope.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm kind of relating to Posh Spice a bit too much in this movie. Because I feel that poshness.
Uh-oh. It's now gone from Spice World to Scary World.
Dun, dun, dun. The new horror movie dropping in 2025.
Exactly. There probably is somebody out there who made a horror trailer version of this movie.
If not, Bede, get on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to.
You know, you say you're going to. Maybe one of these days you should.
I mean, I will, but that's beside the point. Oh, he's a ghoulie!
I thought he was the snake in the toilet from Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
I mean, he is, because he's a paparazzo.
How'd he fit disturbing up the piping?
Because, you know, all paparazzos can fit through plumbing.
He watched Trainspotting a bit too much.
That'd be a weird kind of reference in a movie like this.
Stranger things have happened.
Well, that is true.
I mean, they've done the, like, B-movie alien thing. Now we've got to do, like, the 1950s haunted house thing.
It's like they wanted to make this movie just be a whole bunch of different genres. It's got sci-fi, mm-hmm. It's got horror, it's got a mystery.
It's got a musical.
Exactly. And then it becomes an action film towards the end. It's like they knew that this was going to be their only film as a fivesome, and they wanted to make the greatest film of all time that was like a mixture of everything.
Well, you have to make a movie about the Spice Girls somehow.
Yep.
I'm surprised someone hasn't tried to do like a Spice Girls biography movie, but also a musical and also a stage play.
Well, there's already...
put on Netflix for a week.
Actually, literally. You know what? There already is a Spice Girls stage musical, and Jennifer Saunders wrote the book for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yo, what's it called?
I can't remember what it was called. I'll have to look it up, but I don't think it's actually... It's kind of a musical that uses the Spice Girls songs, I think. I'm going to find out what it was called, because I know what it was called. It was called Viva Forever. That was what the musical was called.
Oh, fair. That's a banging tune. It's very sad.
Yeah, I'm going to look this up. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is going on?
Why would you stress out your artists with that bullshit?
Hmm. Well, according to trivia, Richard E. Grubb, one of the reasons he took on this movie was A, for an awesome paycheck, but two, his daughter was a huge Spice Girls fan.
Oh,
actually, that cute. Actually, a lot of the people who made cameos, based on everything I've read so far in trivia, did it because they were either big Spice Girls fans themselves or their kids were Spice Girls fans.
I mean, oh, yeah.
It would have definitely been the classic, if you don't do this, Dad, I'll never, or Mum, I'll never talk to you again.
Exactly.
All right, I'm doing it. It's just like when, oh Christ, I've just forgotten his name. What's his face that was in Rihanna's Bitch Better Have My Money?
Oh, Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, Mads. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mads, for forgetting your name, but I love you anyway. Anyway, yeah, he told his kids he got offered it and they're like, you have to do it. And he's super proud to this day to be the bitch.
I know. He keeps talking about, I was the bitch in that music video and I loved playing the bitch.
Yeah.
Also, Sir Roger Moore did not know anything about the Spice Girls when they approached him to be in this movie. Victoria Beckham asked him for a side photo, and he, however, agreed to do the project.
I suppose he probably was just reading. Oh, but how? I mean, yes, social media wasn't a thing, but you know, newspapers, magazines, radio, TV. Still big, people chatting.
I mean, we have access to like everything in our day and age, and I couldn't tell you a single song that came out this year.
Fair.
Tarantino, Spice Wars 5.
Dude, I would pay to watch that.
Well, that's this scene is referencing.
Did you just say Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, that's what this movie references. This is like one of those weird references, because in Pulp Fiction, Uma Thurman's character talks about that she was in a pilot for a show called Fox Force 5, and it's literally the same setup and premise as what this made-up movie that they want to do with the Spice Girls is called.
Just less feed action.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no!
Oh, no! Wonder Woman. Oh, Bob Hoskins.
That's a pretty good disguise. Girl power, equalization between the sexes. He's like, oh no, I'm back on the set of Super Mario Brothers.
And I love that Victoria's like, rail, and that's about it. That's her power.
That's all she needs.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to give this movie... Like, there's a lot of things I love about this movie, but I will give this movie credit just based on her performance in this film alone. Victoria has great comic timing throughout all of it.
She's actually very good in this movie. And once again, like, I'm enjoying this movie because I've enjoyed it every time I've seen it. But more and more, I'm just relating to Posh Spice.
Victoria's freaking great. If you haven't watched the Beckham thing, then... what are you doing? She's fabulous. I mean, to the point where she took her meme and made it a t-shirt.
Yes.
That is some comedic chops right there.
Also, the director of this movie, Bob Spears, has directed quite a lot of TV in the past before making this. He directed episodes of classic British shows like Dad's Army, Fawlty Towers, and Not the 9 o'clock News, Are You Being Served, The Goodies. Let's see what else is here. Oh, Press Gag, Bottom, French and Saunders, absolutely fabulous. He even did a couple of episodes of the Australian show, The Adventures of Lado and Woodley.
Huh.
And actually, the same year he made this movie, he made another movie. He made the film That Darn Cat with Christina Ricci.
Oh, I remember that movie. I like how there's like a PlayStation 1 there and then like this really cool like pink and purple Polaroid camera.
Yes.
You know what? I just want to go live on the Spice Girls bus.
I mean, it would be much easier and it probably like
costs it's probably a lot less three times the size of my house once you get in there.
Yeah, and also all you have to do is like charge up the battery, get fuel, and that's about it. It probably costs a lot less to live in a bus that decked out that it would be in your own house that you bought.
Exactly. Like, let's all go live in a Spice Girls bus.
I don't know. I feel like my stuff would be too much for it.
Yeah, but it's bigger on the inside.
Oh, that's true. It could be a downstairs add-on.
Posh is exactly me being on a fucking boat right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm super posh Marcy Spice.
Super posh Marcy Spice. That awkward moment when you realize you think you relate to Jerry Spice, but you're actually Victoria Spice.
Yeah, you Ginger is your favorite, but then you realize you're actually more like Posh.
Yes.
It's called growing up.
Mm.
Yes. It's like my favorite is Emma Button, but I think, who am I actually in this? If I was a Spice Girl, who would I be?
The guy riding the boat, because you wish he had that kind of long blonde hair.
Oh.
Love you, Bean.
Well, according to trivia, on July 14th, 2014, so almost 10 years ago, the original bus that was used in the movie was placed as a permanent display at the Island Harbour Marina on the Isle of Wight, England.
Well, Whee! Guess who's going to steal it?
Yes. Look at that dude's hair. Oh, no! Whee! And they died.
They went back to their spicy planet.
So basically, the planet of Arrakis.
Yes.
Buddy, get out of there, buddy. Get out from under the... No! There are cables everywhere. Get out!
Freddy Spice.
God.
It wouldn't be a podcast without Fredster.
Oh, he's being little sassy shit Spice tonight and today.
Sassy shit
Spice. Bede, I need you to wear that whole green suit.
I'm going to.
It all has to be that same green.
Once I get a few more Patreon subscribers, I will.
Get out from there, Freddy. Go to your bed.
Oh my, get help! This dress is only dry clean! Only. Ah!
Actually, you know what? I think a lot of people just don't give credit that the Spice Girls were actually very decent actors in this movie.
100%.
They're very fun.
Because they're not taking it seriously.
Exactly.
It's like, yo, we're literally taking the piss out of ourselves. We're having fun with this. Like,
they're just leaning in a bit heavier to like those personas.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's like, ooh, I wouldn't do this in real life, but brother, I'm doing it right now because it's gonna be funny.
Yeah, and also they're basically, they are superheroes in their own way, but they're like, their personas are almost superhero-esque, like they're the Avengers. Spice Girls and Speedboat Drama.
Dun, dun, dun. It's not really newsworthy, but sure.
I mean,
you know this movie is just like, you know, a piece of like, you know, British tabloid media is just the scum of the earth.
Oh, essentially, 100%.
Yes. That's the real meaning of this movie.
Yeah, and we can totally understand and see why they pulled any mention of Princess Diana from it, because that's essentially what got her unfortunately killed.
We were just having fun. What? You know, because I think compared to other tabloid like publications around the world, it seems like the British tabloids are probably the most scummiest of the scum.
They're the worst. Okay, I kind of want Posh Spice's outfit from this scene, I'm not gonna lie.
You want all her outfits?
I seriously do.
Just, hey, Victoria Beckham, can we please have your wardrobe from this film? Thank you.
Yeah, seriously. And I don't know what Ginger's sexy, like, businesswoman thing is, but I like it as well. And Emma's little blue dress is very cute.
Yes.
Very 90s style. Nice input, B.
Yes. Well, what did I do?
I don't know. You're not saying much. Now I don't know what to do.
I'm letting you two have a chance to talk.
We have been chatting. What do you mean?
I'm trying to remember, because I remember Victoria was very close to playing a role in a big major film, but she didn't end up getting it. I'm trying to remember what that role was.
You might have to look it up.
I may have to.
Add it to the Google list of things you need to Google.
I'm looking up Victoria right now. Not Victoria Australia, Victoria Spice.
Her name is Victoria Beckham.
No, she'll always be Victoria Spiced for me. the Spices, that's their last names.
So his name is David Spice?
Yep.
Yes. Or Beckham Spice?
Yes, Beckham Spice. Beck Spice.
Victoria got him chickens for Christmas.
Yes.
It was really cute.
You know, if she wants to get me presents for Christmas, she can.
I mean, she could.
This movie is our gift.
So in every scene we see Roger Moore, he's got a different little animal.
He's got a pig. Cat.
He's got a pig now. He had a rabbit before.
Yes.
I didn't notice that.
That is the great running gag of this film is like every time we see him, he always has a different animal pet.
And it's freaking adorable, and I love it. Oh, and a little pig. Look at it.
Look at his little collar. He's so cute.
And his ears are bigger than the rest of him. It's adorable.
I know, and it's adorable, and I want it.
Okay, I looked up. Oh, there's Richard O'Brien again. It's weird that this is the second Richard O'Brien film that the three of us have done in a row.
It happens.
We love him. That's just it.
Oh, that hair is...
It almost that looks moustache, Donald. Man. That moustache.
It's just so off-putting. Oh, my God. But it just means he proved his point really well. Made him a very unnice character.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that hair almost looks like he could be on the verge of a teen boy haircut.
That's why he's picking on the Spice Girls. Because he didn't get to be in a boy band.
Exactly. Okay, so I looked up on... Apparently, Victoria actually tried out for the role of Lara Croft in the first Tomb Raider film, but lost out the role to Angelina Jolie.
I mean, I can see how that would happen, though.
Mm.
Mm.
To be fair.
To be fair. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong show.
It's never wrong.
Nope. Oh, now I remember. She earlier in her career, Victoria actually tried out for a part in Tank Girl, where she met future bandmate Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, on Tank Girl?
Nice. Yeah.
Damn. I've got to be in my bath.
I'm sad. I got these candles lit up.
In my room. It's not no retreat, no surrender, so there's no Bruce Lee posters.
We do all our best thinking in the hot tub.
And here's the Barb and Brian, who's meant to be part of the mythology. We never hear from him ever again after this flashback.
Oh, so it's the breast cancer incident.
Yes. We never hear of him. Now, I got the results of the test back. I'm definitely a Spice Girl.
Love it.
I definitely don't want to keep working at the diner.
This is not how the Spice Girls happened. This is bullshit. This movie is lying to us.
Haven't you ever used the salt shaker or whatever it is as your microphone?
Nah, I'm more of a hairbrush girl myself.
When I was younger, I used to use the deodorant.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean when you were younger? You probably still do it now.
Okay, but it was last week, but that's beside the point.
Well, you're telling me you don't use the your actual microphone?
I mean, I do, but this is like... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait. I don't want it too close to my mouth or it's going to make the sound weird. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Yep.
See, that is great advice right there.
Is it though?
Unless they mean like, you got to get with my friends first by having sex with them, and then they can tell me if I should have sex with you.
Gross. No.
That's all very wrong, and I don't think that's really what it means.
As in hang out with your friends, bruv.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That'd be like if one of us had like met someone when they had to come and hang out with us, and then we basically, they had to find out... revel in the craziness that we have and then see if we're worth being around.
Yeah, if they can manage to be around us and we're all together being complete morons, then we've won, obviously.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Yes. Ah, it was only last week.
Oh, no! The place that we hung out is closed down. We never did pay that tab.
Oh, it's like the first, it's like when you go to the library and then you rent out a book or you buy a rent out a movie from the video shop and the video shop closes down. It's like, oh, I guess I don't have to pay those late fees now.
You know, one of the weirdest reoccurring dreams I have is renting things from the video store and not returning them and then stressing out that it's like a day late and I have to pay late fees. My brain is weird.
See, this is the thing that a lot of our younger listeners will never understand is that when you used to rent movies down at a video store, if they were arrived late, you had to pay late fees, and they're Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry. Yep. Freddy, get out.
Oh, Freddy. Hello, Stephen Fry.
Fred, move. That's not a good spot, buddy. Get out of there, please. Move. Sit down, Freddy. Always dealing with the Freddy. Go to your bed, buddy.
Oh, 100%. May God have mercy on your lip gloss.
Actually, that's one big change that they made from the US version to the UK. I mean, from the UK version to the US version, because in the UK version, which is the one that played here, when he says, like, now bring in, and he says Gary Barlow, one of the members of Take That, but in the US, they changed it to Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh.
Fair.
Despite the fact that Take That had a top 10 hit in the US, but I suppose people would be more familiar with the band as a whole rather than the individual members because they were basically...
I guess so. Why didn't they just say Take That if they just said, like, Hootie and the Blowfish?
But here's the thing, though. How Stephen Fry said Hootie and the Blowfish, he pronounced them as Howdy and the Blowfish.
What do you mean? That's always been their name.
Howdy.
Oh. Howdy and the Blowfish. Howdy in the Blowfish.
Please leave the Blowfish alone. We don't want to know what you do with them in your spare time.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, back to the movie.
I think Richard E. Grant is just dressed up in that outfit in preparation for his role as Multiverse Loki.
100%.
It's Elvis Costello.
I forgot he was in this movie.
Yup.
like everyone for
fuck,
this movie.
How do I be bartender?
Like, who isn't in this movie at this point?
This movie has more cameos than Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I'm very surprised.
This movie had all the cameos.
Yes.
We're forever grateful for all the cameos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We like cameos just so we can be like, oh, it's that person.
And that's so-and-so.
Exactly. Oh, it's Foster's.
Ew!
Ew. Why are you celebrating that piece with beer?
Yep.
Let's.
Meanwhile, at this nightclub.
It's a very rocking nightclub or whatever's going on.
It kind of looks like the nightclub I went to in Florence. Spaceship Latronica, that's what it was called. Oh, they're playing one of their songs.
Whoa, that's a cool outfit.
Of course they'll go dancing to one of their own songs.
What if you want, Victoria? What is the dress code here?
You know, it's casual Fridays. Casual Fridays.
They're wearing stuff from the Mad Max collection.
Ooh, Ministry of Sound. Ooh.
That's a name I haven't heard in 20 years, Ministry of Sound.
I know, right?
You have got to swing and shake. I think it's about time we're going to ask.
Got to ask the hard question.
Why?
What are your top three favorite Spice Girl songs? Marcy, you go first.
Why put me on the spot? That's not fair.
All right, Haley, you go first.
I don't know.
Let me finish my drink. Jesus.
I don't know if I can decide, to be fair.
Hold the phone. Let me have a looky-loo. How about you, Bede, since you're the one asking questions? Get that question asked back.
Well, Say You Will Be There. It's definitely up there.
Yeah.
Viva Forever. And as well as Two Become One.
Ooh.
I think Viva Forever is up there, but I actually quite like this song that was just on.
It's a banger, as the kids today would say.
Spice Up Your Life.
Yes.
Spice Up Your Life, yes.
Holla, that's a good one.
Yes, love that song.
And I like Voodoo as well.
I mean,
Wannabe is like iconic and everything. So I'd add that two to the list. But you asked for three, so I gave you three.
Yeah. You're all having a baby?
Yes! We've got Godmother, let's go!
With this random friend they suddenly all have, who's not a singer and not in the group.
Exactly, like they had this random friend. Why did they invite her not to be part of the group?
It's a bit rude.
I like how Jeremy says like kitchen gloves for the baby.
And Victoria put on an apron.
Started like, oh my god, I gotta breathe. And then they turn around like, no. Not you, her. Yes.
what every parent says. once again, Victoria is a comic genius.
What's going on?
Yes. It's only moved by 1 centimeter.
You know, they probably couldn't park the Spice Bus there.
No. Yeah, but Marcy, they're the Spice Girls. They can get away with anything.
Yeah, not that, probably.
Honey, you're embarrassing me in front of the Spice Girls.
Look at poor Emma, just asleep on the floor.
No. I know, because she's a baby.
Oh, he's got the...
I'm Victoria!
Yeah.
Wake up.
Oh, he's got the T-boy, like, haircut.
What? Whoa, Dad. It's just a joke. Yeah, we know, me. We know.
Oh! Once again, boobs saved the day.
He heard boobs and he woke up from his coma.
With that T-boy haircut, yes, he would. I like how basically, like, every time we see Richard E. Grant in this film, all of his suits are every part of his clothes are the exact same color. The tie, the shirt, the jacket, the pants. It's now purple now.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, the purple man.
But how less stressful would it be if your manager like showed up in like pure like one color, like, cool, I don't have to think too hard today. That's amazing.
Mm. Yes. Hello, Spice Girls. It's me, Louise Lasser. Oh, wait.
No! Away with you. Shoo. Not today.
Not today,
Red Satan. Wine Spice wasn't invited to the party.
Well, she's not already gone there. They hug up on her.
Oh, no.
This, your call has been disconnected. Please hang up and try again.
Oh. This movie's got an R rating based on the cigarette smoke.
Probably.
Bionic eye, hey?
Mm.
Shut up, Jerry.
I just love Victoria in this movie. She's hilarious. She has all the best lines.
She's better got to move on to the Spice Girl show, even though they're like right there.
It's like, yeah, she came in the showboat and it's like, I'll go to the Spice Girls on. You better be there.
Honestly, hilarious. It should have.
Where's the doctor?
Who's ringing on the phone? Is it the baby from inside the womb?
Yes, yes. Marcy. It's baby Steven Seagal ringing up for...
No.
For five pizzas, four Subways. 3 buckets of KFC.
And a stick of celery.
And a stick of celery to watch his diet.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Cumming's like one of those actors who's got like his own infinity gauntlet and he just wants each gem for every type of film he wants to be in.
I don't know how he pulled off playing Loki in Son of the Mask, but somehow he was the only... semi-decent thing in a horrible movie.
Mm. It's almost like he deliberately chooses bad movies to be on just for the hell of it.
Can confirm I've never seen Son of the Mask, and no, I don't plan
never
to.
Never do.
Although he was also, like you say, Josie and the Pussycats, GoldenEye, the X-Men 2. What else was there Al Cumming was in? Like, he's been in everything. Oh, it's Baby Spice. The real Baby Spice.
Baby Spice.
Sorry, Emma, you've been kicked out of the group. The real Baby Spice is here. Quick, get him. He was in Elvira's Haunted Hills.
And he's in Rocky Horror. Get him.
They just want to beat the shit out of him.
But most importantly, he was in Shock Treatment.
I was going to say, they want to beat him up because of Shock Treatment.
I did not like Shock Treatment.
Oh, I actually did.
Well, he banged his head and he saw the error of his ways.
That's usually how it works when you hit your head.
I mean, that's true, and we should say it. The movie's just now going meta.
Yeah, I still literally don't know what's going on in this movie.
Girl power.
Marcy, to make sense of this movie, Marcy, is to try not to make sense of it.
I mean, that is true.
Oh my god, he was in a jacuzzi scandal.
He found the ladies from Andy Sidaris movies.
Yes. And now Victoria knows how to drive a bus.
Well, yeah, that's what you get when you get picked up in a Rolls Royce.
Yes. Actually, there are a lot of actors from Rocky Horror and Shock Treatment in this movie.
Yes.
Because Barry Humphries was in Shock Treatment, Meatloaf was in Rocky Horror, and
Richard was in both.
Yes, and created both, so...
Mm.
Victoria Beckham is Sandra Bullock in Speed.
Directed by John Woo.
Spice Girls in Too Fast, Too Furious. London edition. Family.
Family.
Now, No, it's the Spice Girls in.
Mean, hi, William.
The Spice Girls in. Two girl, two power.
How'd they get on the top of the bus?
I don't know.
They just did. Because the guy, just... the screenwriter said so.
Why are we up here?
The movie's being written as it's being filmed.
Exactly. Like almost like in real life how this movie happened.
Mm-hmm.
Back inside. Whee!
And they died.
They don't look dead.
The floor will be plattered.
They obviously broke their backs.
No, the floor is going to be padded, dog.
The floor is lava.
Your lava.
Okay, I'm sorry. Uh-oh.
But oh, like no. The insult, your lava.
Well, that's offensive to my people. Crazy
enough to try and jump the gap. Do it. I'm gonna fight. Let's go.
Hold on to your knickers.
They're gonna go flying when we go over this bridge.
Victoria, action star.
What's that? Good.
It's only a bottle, but it's still good.
Affection.
What bomb? Why?
I know this movie was a bomb, but that joke was a little too on the nose.
Those are the rules. There has to be a bomb on the bus. Why? Yes.
And I like how the producer's like, okay, that's going way too far, guy.
Hey, gang. Hurtle down the corridor and they burst through that door right
there. It was the bobbing.
I'm waiting.
You lied to me. They didn't come through the door. Well, yeah, because it's the film, brother, not real life.
Yes.
I'll rewrite it.
Too late to be rewritten, friend.
The last part of the movie.
Yes.
What happened to the bomb? Did they disable it?
Oh, they're doing Rocky.
Please don't say women can't run in high heels when we're watching Victoria run upstairs in high heels. Okay.
Yeah, but
babe, I run in heels all the time.
Babe, there was no butt in that. Okay.
I mean, there's like so many butts.
Butts.
Bootay.
Flying a bus.
And frightening the pigeons. How dare you? What do I say? I'm really sorry,
officer, but the thing is, so we were in a hurry. We didn't have anybody. I agree.
We're just really sorry.
Oh, how could you say no to that face? Marcy, Haley, let's get Emma Button a present.
Stuffed teddy.
She's learned her lesson.
Oh, it's a slap on the wrist. It's fine. Just don't frighten them pigeons again.
Exactly.
They shit everywhere. It's a disaster.
The band starts up. Fans go wild. The lights come on. And I walk
center stage. Well, this took a dark turn.
A little bit.
The band's gonna start playing. I'm walking out there and I'm hanging myself.
There they are.
This movie was meant for kids, right?
Was it? Can we be sure of that?
I love them, really, but goddamn, emotional roller coaster. And they're like, I need to rethink my career. This is horrendous.
Yes.
That's ruined a perfectly good ending to this documentary. The manager hanging himself. Grand.
Oh, he's got the pig. Oh, he's bottle figure.
He's still got the piggy.
It's the pig's like, give me the fucking bottle, James Bond. You know
that thing you do when you've been. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's called an apology, babe.
Mm-hmm.
What is this apology you speak of?
Yes, I don't know what that is.
Yes, 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 yes.
That was a horrendous apology. I want it in writing and do it again.
Yes. I like this, like, this subplot with these two and they're getting
bigger. There's a lot of subplots in this movie. But all that matters is the Spice Girls get to perform.
Yes.
La 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 la.
Literally
la,
the
la,
name of the movie, isn't it?
La,
yes.
La la la. Banger.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these outfits.
I know, Sporty is just in the most basic thing while everyone else is like mega dressed up.
Yep. Only the Spice Girls can make everything better and make the world a better place.
They have two Christmas songs.
That is true.
And there's the cops.
They also, not only did a Baby Spice have to give him that when adorable smile to get off the hook, they had to give him two extra tickets as well.
Mm.
Silent dancing, everything's free. All you need is positivity.
I want Scary Spice's boots. They are...
Sorry, words? What?
See, this could be easily be a karaoke episode because we have the subtitles. We could be singing the songs.
We'll be slightly out of sync because this is over Zoom.
Yes.
Oh, well. But yes, outfits, 10 out of 10, recommend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All the outfits.
I bet you're right, though, Marcy. It's like you got all four of the girls wearing these extravagant outfits, and you got Mel C just wearing the most normal thing out of all of them.
Hey, hey, hey! She's got glitter on her face. One more dollar from her.
Yes.
I mean, it goes with being Sporty Spice, I guess.
Glitter makes everything better.
You're just sad she's not in yoga pants.
I mean, that's true, but that's beside the point.
I'm just surprised it's not like Adidas trackies or something.
Oh, go with those moves, James Bond.
I wonder what song he was actually dancing to.
Was he dancing to music at all?
Marcy, Marcy, it was Back in Black by AC/DC.
That was the only way they could get him to dance.
Yes. Because it was the style at the time.
Oh, even the baby's dancing.
Yay, baby! the true Baby Spice.
Oh, the aliens are enjoying it.
Yes.
Yay! Slap to the left. Shake it to the right.
We have to make sure the aliens liked it.
It's amazing that the aliens were able to get it like a television signal to the continent out on their home planet.
Oh, aliens are incredible. They can do whatever they like.
Mm.
It's all the signals go into space. People will be like, you know, watching the Spice Girls movie in like 20,000 billion years somewhere in the galaxy.
Well, we just performed our one song and that's the end of the concert, everyone. Bye. Oh, and the lights have gone out of my head.
Whoops.
Whoops.
There we go. Yep.
Oh, do you have clappy lights? Do you?
Oh, no. Our lighting system's weird. It's connected to like the aircon in the bathroom. So the only way it works is you got to turn off the lights in the building and then turn it on.
That's so weird.
It is. Meanwhile, we're getting behind the scenes footage of what was going on behind the scenes of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So the behind scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The fake scenes.
Yes.
Now he's in his all black outfit.
Yes. Oh yeah, I forgot Alan Cumming is Scottish in real life. Hi, I don't know who you people are.
I love it. It's just like, actually, we'll parody ourselves again. Brilliant.
Yes. And Dominic West has a credit as the photographer.
Yay!
Additional writing by JB Curtis, maybe not JB Lee Curtis, but JB Curtis.
The subtitles are kind of like in the way of the credits.
Yeah, I know. But it said JB Curtis.
Again, I want Posh's outfit.
I don't know what's going on here. I just want to talk to the Spice Girls.
I'm not from London, you know. Yeah, we know, darling. We know.
He was in, he was a member of Kids in the Hall. That's that the guy back there.
Right. Oh, no. They're on Troy.
Oh, no. They know we're watching them.
They've become self-aware again. I'm scared.
And look where your hand is.
Honestly, there's a moment when they say, oh, I like your dress, and my cousin, she actually wore a very nice dress when we went to saw the movie, and she thought, oh, they're actually talking about me. Okay, now she's talking about the dress.
Yeah, she likes the dress I'm wearing.
Yes. Is that the new Gucci one?
Totally. It's totally from Gucci.
No, there's nothing on telly, there's nothing. We just prefer.
We're just watching the movie.
The bomb exploded. Mind you, Emma, I'm watching this on my laptop, so times have changed.
Literally.
But yes, that was Spice World the movie.
Yeah.
That was Spice World the movie. Yay.
Yes. A movie that doesn't deserve to have a 3.7 out of 10 on it.
Oh, hell no. Hell nah.
That's hell it. Nah, bruh.
That's a 5-star masterpiece.
Exactly.
100%. 100%.
This is why this movie... It is
a cult classic, for sure.
Exactly. It's a cult classic for a reason. But yes, that is our audio commentary for the film, and we hope all of our audience enjoyed this episode, including all my terrible jokes. Which seem to be the course on all these commentaries.
Literally, like, see, this is what you signed up for, guys. When you listen to these podcasts, whether you're a 2B Tuesday fan or, you know, the Super Podcast one, or even if you're watching, you know, Beads Undead ones, then you're going to get shit jokes. That's just the way of life. I am sorry.
That's just how it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, guys. Where can the people find you on the interwebs?
Oh, yes. Well, if people want to find me personally, they can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B. Jemine as one word. Or you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, including all the awesome podcasts that we have on the Super Network. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Bean vs. the Living Dead, and it as well as its spinoff, Bean Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bead vs. the Living Dead podcast feed, and also on social media platforms via Bead vs. TLDs. And Marcy, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find the Super Network at supermarcy.com, and you can look up all our podcasts on the website or look up them on your podcast players, but you can find the handy link tree as well, which is linktr.ee/supernetwork, and I'm Super Marcy everywhere, super_Marcy on the letterbox as well, and that's it.
Nice. Well, we hope everyone enjoyed this very first episode of the Super Podcast for 2024, and we'll see you all next time, everyone. See you, everybody. Bye. And don't forget to spice up your life.
When the world is in trouble, when our future is in danger, we call upon one man. But when he's busy, he calls five girls. Columbia Pictures presents The Spice Girls.
All right, we're coming.
In their film debut, Victoria, Emma, Mel B, Jerry, and Mel C. They're ready for action. Girl power. They're dressed to kill.
Do you want that shaken or stirred?
And thoroughly prepared for any encounter. It's a story of love.
I think with boys, you should be able to just wheel them in.
Yeah, and order them like a pizza.
Yeah, no cheese.
Compassion.
It's really too hot in here.
I need a fan.
And misunderstanding.
When the speeding melon hits the wall.
It is Christmas for the crows.
What did he say?
I haven't a clue.
Hold on to your knickers, girl!
That's more like it!
This January.
Would you like an hors d'oeuvre?
No. But I'll have one of these pie things.
Make your choice.
Oh, I like the blonde one.
No. Sporty.
Rock your world. And spice up your life with the Spice Girls. Spice World.
Yeah, but can they act?
Blah, blah, blah. Girl power, feminism, do you know what I mean?
See ya, hold tight.
The Super Network is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. A great bonus feature with having Surfshark is something is not available on your streaming service in your country. You just pop on that Surfshark VPN and you can probably find so much more streaming in different countries. If you want to find something like Masters of Horror, it is available on Tubi, so just select the correct country and you'll be able to watch such a great and fantastic show. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. You can also find the link in the show notes. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark do 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 do. Surfy shark do 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 do. And now back to the show.